to the KRMG Union High School Football Halftime.
Brought to you by TTCU Federal Credit Union and Matt McCoy State Farm.
Welcome back to H.A. Chapman Stadium. The 6A1 state championship game between Union and Owosso. In week number five, these two met, and it was a classic double overtime win for Union. Owosso came out in the first half like they wanted to make up for that and led 14-0 early, but the Redskins, with a late flurry, make it 14-7. And Zach Jones, along with me here and Doc Blevins, what did Union do to change the tide?
You know what? They really kind of stopped the defensive pressure and completed some passes. Early in the game, they really didn't have any pressure or completions. And so that was one thing. They converted those third downs, like Doc said, or Coach said, was important. But most importantly, really kind of wind out of the sails was making some defensive stops. That was humongous, because the first couple drives, really the Rams looked like they were going to do whatever they needed tonight.
And so right now, Union goes to the halftime locker room with a lot of momentum, because not only did they score the touchdown, but they get the sack on that last play. And we both know how important it is mentally in this game, and they ran off the field as though they were ahead.
Yeah, and that's awesome. That's really good for them, especially in this game. I mean, they should feel ahead the whole game coming into this. Right? They want to have the season, and they didn't have it at this point. So at halftime, they're really going to have to make some adjustments and come out really back on fire.
All right, so Union does trail 14-7, but I think we've got ourselves what should be a barn burner of a finish. When we come back, Doc Blevins has a couple of special guests, including one that was so important in week five that I think without Union, without him, they wouldn't have won. That'll be coming up next on Redskins Football. This is KRMG.
What if every time you paid with your debit card, you were helping Northeast Oklahoma school kids? It's so easy. All you need is a checking account with TTCU Federal Credit Union. Every time you use your TTCU School Pride debit card, TTCU donates to our schools nearly $1 million so far. TTCU, life is better in balance. With approved credit, some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Calling all kids. KidZoo Toys and Jigs is now open. KidZoo Toys has all the name brands you'd expect, plus the latest toys for 2017, like 12-sided fidget cubes, robots, video drones, STEM and coding toys. Right next to Veterans Park, KidZoo Toys has tons of park toys, like glider planes, kickballs, kites, scooters, and bubbles. Plus, pop in between 10 and 8 and get a free gourmet popcorn pop fresh daily inside Elm Street Market Shopping Center, just north of the Peoria exit. It's Jinx's Toy Store. KidZoo Toys.
Robinson Glass, this is Patty.
Hi, I'd like to talk to your residential glass guys, JR and Larry and Tucker and Jose and Zachary. And then there's Chip, the windshield guy. Get it? Chip? Windshield? You don't think that's very funny, do you?
Uh-oh.
I'll bet Shauna would think it's funny.
Hey, not in the house, kid.
Are
the residential glass guys busy? I think we need them to come out.
Robinson is all you need to know about glass. Robinson Glass.
And to all of our customers everywhere, we want to thank you and wish you the merriest of Christmases and the happiest of holidays. Okay, even if you aren't a customer and you know who you are, please make a New Year's resolution. From now on, if it's glass and it breaks, call Robinson Glass or visit robinsonglass.com.
Hey, kids, remember, he sees you when you're sleeping. When you're awake, he's afraid of you.
Hey, it's Natalie Cash. I'm here with Thomas from Tulsa AMCOs, and we're talking about my 2003 Dodge Ram Bill. Okay, the big question I have is, why should I buy a new transmission when I could just buy a new car?
Natalie, you know your vehicle better than anybody else. You know how you've taken care of it. It's a choice. Do you want 5, 6, 7 years worth of payments, or do you want to invest a few thousand dollars in this vehicle and drive it for another 100, 200,000 miles?
Okay, well, what about a lifetime warranty?
The thing with AMCO's warranty is that there's no caveats, there's no exceptions. You bring your vehicle in once a year for the lifetime warranty. We inspect it. If we recommend a service, you take care of that service and we move forward. It's on everything in that transmission, not just parts that we put in it. We have over 700 AMCO locations in the United States.
700 locations. That is incredible. I got protection anywhere I go on the road. All right, now here's what you got to do. You got to go see Mike and the guys at 41st and Harvard, or Randy and the guys at 15th and Memorial, or James and B.A. Tulsa AMCOs, AAMCO.
This is the home of Union High School football. News 102.3 KRMG.
We're at the half of the 6A1 state championship game at H.A. Chapman Stadium on the campus of the University of Tulsa. Wausau leads the Union Redskins 14-7. Doc Blevins is our sideline man, and he's got a couple of really special guests. Doc?
Well, I do. First of all, we have the head guy here at Union, Dr. Kurt Hartzler. And I know you share administration with a lot of good people, but good to have you with us. And then probably the most popular and loved player at Union, even though he is not getting to play tonight. And when I say his name, you'll know what I mean. Kevion Cooper, who I think we all said a lot of prayers for along the way. And Kevion, you look great.
Thank you. I really appreciate all the prayers that you guys said for me.
Well, and you last I talked to you, you said good chance you're going to get to run track this year for Union and defend your personal state championships and the team titles.
Yes, sir. I'm just happy that I'm able to go out there and run track after what happened and defend my title.
And for those that don't know, Kevion, we don't know if it was an injury or what, but but he kind of collapsed after the Owosso game and ended up in the hospital having it was, let's say it's touch and go, because if this had happened in your sleep, you probably wouldn't have woke up.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have been here. I thank God every day that it happened like that. It went into double overtime, and that we have the type of school that we have. Like, after the game, we talk a little bit for like about 30 minutes to an hour after the game, just on the field talking. But yeah, without the double overtime, I don't think I'd be here today.
Well, and without the doctors that we have at the games, and of course Dan Newman, who's unbelievable.
Yeah, that too. I'm glad we had really good doctors there. And I'm also glad that it was a home game, because if it was anywhere else, I don't know if I would have made it.
Well, we're glad you're still with us, and I'm going to bring Dr. Hartzler in. But one other question, I think I know the answer, but you are signed with OU to run track, right? That's where you're going to be.
Not just yet. I'm waiting on signing day to sign with them, but I'm most definitely committed to OU.
And they're committed to you, so we'll get to watch you run a little track there, too. So you weren't really planning on playing football in college anyway.
Yes, sir.
You have anything you want to say to this guy?
I tell you what, he's a great ambassador for Union Public Schools. We're so proud of Kevion in terms of just, you know, what he represents as a young athlete for us, and just a kid of great character and great leader, too.
Well, and, you know, we put a lot of effort, and you have a lot to do with this. We put a lot of effort into our sports medicine program, having the best trainers, the best doctors around. It kind of really pays off sometimes.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, I tell you what, Dan Newman is just is an amazing trainer for us, and certainly EOC was there as well that night. And, you know, they teamed up, so to speak, and recognized that we had a problem here with Kevion, and very thankful for their training and you know, their attention to his care, and we're just very, very happy to have them here.
Well, and one final thing, because I asked you a question because I wasn't sure, because CJ Moore kept talking about you were his brother, and I thought, well, you know, you we're all brothers, you know. But no, you really are brothers.
Yes, sir, we really are brothers. We have the same mom and different dads.
Well, he was really pulling for you, and everybody else was. I'm going to let you get to the locker room, because you got to go in there and be an inspiration here at halftime, and let's get him second half.
All right. Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
That was Kevion Cooper. We all know Kevion from all he's gone through, and I want to remind you, we are at Chapman Stadium. I still say Skelly, so I actually say William G. Bill Skelly Field at Chapman Stadium. That way we get it all in there. And Owosso leads at the half by a score of 14-7, but Union really came alive there late in the half.
Well, absolutely. That was a big score there for us at the end. And, you know, we haven't played really our best ball, I don't think, this game. There's a lot of football left. But we'll get together. We've been proving that all year, that we can come back in the second half.
Well, let's go ahead and sit down here now. We don't have three of us. Let's talk about what's coming up. We do have a bond issue that you will be doing something unique for Union, but it's really exciting. And part of that will, by the way, include the first steps on the stadium renovation, or maybe second steps, because we've done some planning. What exactly is this different thing that you're doing?
Well, this time around, Doc, we're going to ask our voters to approve a five-year series bond. It's no different than if we were to approve a bond every year. We're just asking them to approve on February 13th a bond for 5 years. What that's going to allow us to do, we're entering into one of the most aggressive phases of building that I can remember in my 32 years here in the district. We've got to finish Ochoa Elementary, phase three of that school, which is a magnificent school, community school. And then we've got to build a fine arts facility on the north side of our high school. We are actually out of room at the high school simply because our kids have stepped up to our challenge to say, don't just be a student at Union, be engaged. And they are. 90% of them are involved in fine arts. And, of course, thousands are involved in our athletics, competitive and intramural programs. And so we're very proud of that. But the other big part of the bond issue is we've definitely got to address the stadium. It's over 40 years old, and it's served us well, but we've got ADA issues that we've got to address. And so this will be our largest bond issue to date, but we've got some pretty big projects here.
And so this does not raise the taxes above the traditional level. It simply spreads it out over 5 years. Does that mean we won't vote on a bond issue again for another 5 years?
That's correct. Actually, when we were considering doing this, we said, you know what, if we can do this, it's going to save us, first of all, money on the front end by not having to call an election every year. Almost around $90,000 just for that alone. But then also from the planning and the sequencing and the building of all these projects, it will allow us to be more efficient. And we really do believe in working with our architects and construction managers that we can save some money by approaching our bond issue this way.
Now, to do that, you have to be pretty sure of the things that are going to be coming up over the next 5 years and anticipating growth. And I know you really take care of that.
Well, we do. We've got a demographer that we work with every 5 years who is really pretty good about telling us kind of where we're going to be as a district and size. But you're exactly right. This is a lot more work on the front end because we have to plan out every year for each 5 years because there's just there's so much going on. So there's just a lot of work to do on the front end, but it is a smart thing for us to do. Actually, multi-year bond issues have become more of the norm now in Oklahoma, especially in your larger districts. And it's just simply because I think we can certainly be more efficient in our planning and our construction.
So this will take us the next step, like when it comes to stadium construction, this will take us the next step and then just keep doing those steps instead of having to have another election every year to get the rest of the money.
That's right. It actually will allow us to be a little more efficient in terms of the timing of the stadium project and the fine arts facility because we're able to sequence that much tighter and that much quicker with the building of these projects. In addition to that, Doc, I'll also say too that we've got a one-to-one initiative that we're launching. So that's huge, a lot of technology. We're getting ready to equip all of our secondary students with an electronic or a piece of technology. We know that is the future, and so we're ready to launch that as well.
I'll remind you, we are talking to Dr. Kurt Hartzler, the superintendent for Union Public Schools, and we are at Chapman Stadium at the state championship game in Class 6A1, and Owosso leads Union by a score of 14-7. Dr. Hartzler, it's a tough time for education as far as state funding. Bond issues are a separate thing. We're allowed to vote what we want to on ourselves, but those can't be used for recurring things like salaries and all of that. How critical is it that the state gets it together? And you know, I don't know how many more cuts you can take.
Well, I'm not sure either, and certainly it's not something that we need to continue to do to ourselves in terms of investing in our future, not only economically, but also with our quality of life in Oklahoma. We've got a structural deficit. I think certainly the governor and the legislature understand that. So I'm just hopeful and going to remain the faith that, or you know, hope that they can come together and get this figured out for all of us.
And I'd like to emphasize, and I know Dave Rader, who's a state senator now, emphasizes this too. Our schools are doing great. We're doing a great job, at least at Union, with the kids. The kids aren't suffering from this. but you all are having to just jump through hoops to make that happen.
Well, we've launched so many initiatives at Union, from our virtual academy to our STEM programs, to our early college, high school, concurrent AP programs. You know, we want to be able to offer our kids really the most kind of robust programming that we can to make this the best years of their lives. And I'm never going to apologize for building magnificent facilities for our kids. They all deserve it. I just want our state to step up here and understand that this is not a wise investment to continue to not invest in our youth, which certainly are our future.
Well, they are, and so I wanted to give you a chance to say something about that. You brought up that we challenge Union kids, Union students, to not just be at school but to be part of something. The numbers on our kids that participate in fine arts are phenomenal. Talk about that a minute.
Well, yeah, we started probably 7 years ago with this philosophy called maximum participation, which we said to our kids, certainly we want you to be involved, and if you can do one activity, that's great, but if you can do multiple activities, that's even better. And they've stepped up to that challenge and to that call. 90% of our kids right now are involved in our fine arts, and that's the reason why we've got to build a brand new fine arts facility on our high school campuses, because there's no room for them right now. So this bond issue, Doc, there's something in it really truly for everyone. It's going to be $128.6 million bond issue. It will not raise our taxes above our traditional levels. And I'm just happy. It makes my heart full when I hear our kids this excited and this involved.
Well, I keep wanting to call you Coach, but Dr. Hartford, thanks for being with us at halftime. We're going to send it back up to Rick, and let's pull this thing out in the second half.
There you go. Sounds good.
Thanks very much, guys. There are two of the best people around right there, Kurt Hartzler and Doc Blevins, and both with a heart to help kids. Well, right now, the kids are playing one whale of a football game. Owosso leads Union by a score of 14-7 at the half of the 6A1 state championship game, and the Rams will get the ball to start the second half. We'll come back to that in just a couple of minutes. This is Redskins football on KRMG. Depend on
Ford Power Stroke, Dodge Cummins, GM Duramax, and International Truck Owners. Diesel Power Plus gets you back on the road fast when your truck gives you trouble. Using the latest factory diagnostic tools and equipment to get to the root of the problem. Diesel Power Plus doesn't just meet the standard, they set the standard. On 56, just west of Garnett. Call 625-8191. Depend on.
What if every time you paid with your debit card, you were helping Northeast Oklahoma school kids? It's so easy. All you need is a checking account with TTCU Federal Credit Union. Every time you use your TTCU School Pride debit card, TTCU donates to our schools nearly $1 million so far. TTCU, life is better in balance. With approved credit, some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Just like in sports, life is unpredictable. And that's why at State Farm, you can count on me for whatever you need to protect you. Hi, I'm State Farm Agent Matt McCoy. Our office is located here at 81st and 129th. Let me and my team sit down with you and review your current insurance and find out if there's something that you're missing or you're not protected with. We would love to help you and make sure you're protected for life's most unpredictable moments. You can call us for an appointment at 918-615-6634 or come by 81st and 129th.
Get employee pricing right now at Route 66 Chevrolet. Jim Glover Chevrolet is now Route 66 Chevrolet. And this month only, get employee pricing on the 2017 Chevy Colorado, Suburban, Traverse, and even the Silverado and Tahoe. And that's not all. Take 20% off MSRP on the Chevy Cruze, Sonic, and Spark. Or get 0% for 72 months. Jim Glover Chevrolet is now Route 66 Chevrolet. I-44 Memorial. Or shop now at Route66Chevy.com.
Some restrictions apply. Excludes SAP Model C dealer for details. WAC.